This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Fort Lauderdale is one of a few cities around the world that has a so-called nightmare. Not like a bad dream. It's a city employee who works to make going out on the town safer and more fun for everyone, including businesses, employees, and neighbors. As spring break is winding down, I went out with the woman who manages Fort Lauderdale's economy after dark. In Fort Lauderdale's entertainment district, also called 2 Street, Sarah Hannah Spurlock walks into a bar, Himmershey Public House.
I love people watching, and this is a great place to do it.
It's a Friday night, and a few thousand buzzed spring breakers and locals are swarming around the neighborhood, some to dance, others to watch basketball during March Madness. Hannah Spurlock is Fort Lauderdale's so-called night mayor.
We prefer manager. You know, there's other things, czar, empress. I've been called lots of things. But the idea is to bring attention to the need to address our nightlife.
She's officially the nighttime economy manager. But the idea to have someone in local government advocating for all of the stuff that happens in a city after 5 o'clock became popular in Amsterdam in 2012. 8 cities in the U.S. have one, including Fort Lauderdale, starting in 2018.
Government has traditionally been a Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. operation. A nighttime economy program recognizes that a very significant portion of our economy happens after 5 and on the weekend.
One of Hannah Spurlock's goals is to figure out exactly how big of a role these nighttime hotspots play in the larger Fort Lauderdale economy.
It's really the million-dollar question, well, the multi-million-dollar question.
An answer to that question will help her be an advocate and a mediator between these important pieces of the economy and the city and its neighborhoods. And she's familiar with the tensions that can exist between them. She was most recently the assistant city manager in Key West. She says the entertainment scene, well, it's different up here.
You know, what happens in Key West stays in Key West kind of mentality. 2 Street, you know, people come down here to be seen.
Since she's been with Fort Lauderdale, Hannah Spurlock has taken over things like special events permitting for the city. She helps with any disorderly conduct disputes that happen at vacation rentals. And she wants to focus on safe transportation options at night. Because she's not just concerned with the partygoers.
We want that bartender who gets off work at 4 a.m. to be able to get to her car or get to a bus or get to somewhere to get home safely.
Helping with safety is Hannah Spurlock's night team. They answer calls from the city's 24-hour customer service hotline. It's made up of several police officers, a fire captain, maintenance workers, and a code enforcement officer. George White was checking permits for a food vendor near the entertainment district when Hannah Spurlock and I caught up to him.
What do you like about working at night instead of day so far?
It's this, you know, the atmosphere. I've always been a night person from military. And at my age, you know, I'm 57 years old, just being around the younger people, it helps keep me young.
Hannah Spurlock actually does most of her work during the day when the owners of the restaurants and clubs are awake. But she does drop in on the night shift about once a month. One of the business owners she's worked with so far is Jeff John. He runs some of the most popular spots in Fort Lauderdale, like the concert venues Revolution Live and America's Backyard. He says, at first he wasn't totally convinced that a night manager would do anything for him.
There's always a little bit of skepticism. What's going to happen? How's it going to translate? But after meeting Sarah and dealing with the city, and I believe in it.
He's happy the city is taking nightlife businesses seriously and helping boost their voices. This time of year, John has one main focus, spring break.
I would say every year out of the last 4 years has been better.
City officials in Fort Lauderdale cracked down on spring break 30 years ago, but it's coming back now. Meanwhile, Miami Beach has been taking major steps to make its spring break crowds smaller. But Hannah Spurlock says Fort Lauderdale is doing spring break right this time. And she says a little growth has been good for business.
We want them to come here. We welcome their business. We just want them to be responsible.
And it's her job to make sure things run smoothly, even after spring break ends on April 7th. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.